case number 11104, Nancy Kaiser, north of Route 1, Coastal Highway, and east of Road 270A, Munchie Branch Road, northeast of Beaver Dam Reach, being Lot 50, Phase 2, within Woods of Seaside Development, a variance from the rear and front yard setback requirement.
Your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Nancy Kaiser. My address is 37466 Burton Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm the contractor for my client, and I'm here representing him.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Nancy Kaiser. I'm the contractor. I'm here representing my client, who we built a screen porch on an existing deck. The paperwork that I've given to you explains that he purchased this property in November of 2010. The deck existed at the time. The settlement attorney failed to advise the owner, my client, to obtain a survey or otherwise catch that there was a existing deck which encroached into the rear setback. So I'm here for a variance on the relief of the back setback. The adjacent neighbor has an existing screen porch as well, encroaching into the setback. So the applicant, my client, believed that the existing deck was conforming. When the applicant converted the deck to an enclosed screen porch this summer without increasing the footprint of the deck, we obtained a building permit through the County Building Code Department, which they approved the structure with the encroachment. The property backs up to a community property, HOA owns it, that extends approximately 160 feet beyond the property line of my client, and 150 of that 160 is a Delmarva Power and Light right-of-way that's been granted by the HOA for their transmission lines and is densely populated with woods and brush. There is an exceptional practical difficulty due to the existing deck prior to the new owner, actually, who is my client, purchasing the property. At this time, with the encroachment, makes the property unmarketable by creating a cloud on the title. The original deck was believed to be built in compliance with the zoning ordinance and county codes by the builder and existed when the house was purchased by a present owner. The next door neighbors, lots 49 and 51, both have screen porches. Lot 49 received a variance in 2002 for the exact same encroachment, case 7930. And this information was not known prior to our constructing the new screen porch. The variance is required because for the screen porch and deck are built to the property line with no setback currently, and a variance will allow the property to comply with the zoning ordinance and enable normal use of the property. The applicant did not create the difficulty. The screen porch was built on an existing deck that we believe to be built by the original builder, hence the applicant believed the deck was conforming or approved. Neither the settlement attorney nor the applicant nor the county building code department caught the encroachment when the applicant purchased the property or subsequently when permits were drawn through the Sussex County Building Code Department, which approved final, which provided final inspection approval. All plans were approved by the community HOA and the building code department via building permit 296784. The screen porch is centered on the rear of the house and faces open community property, which cannot be developed due to the Delmarva Power and Light right away. All plans were approved by the community HOA board and architectural committee. The adjacent property has the same screen porch, which received the variance approval in 2002. Applicant submits that treating him the same way by granting the variance is fair and reasonable. And it's not detrimental to the public in any way, since no homes can be built on this area. due to the DPNL right away. The variance would give the lease modification. The deck and screen porch are already constructed. The variance is requested to ensure there's appropriate zoning compliance. And it would afford the relief so that all is in compliance with current building code, minus the setback clearance. This variance approval will enable the property to be aligned with the zoning ordinance. No other modification is available without the removal of the deck and screen porch, and the deck was pre-existing at the time the applicant had purchased this property. And I've added copies of the HOA's approval letter, the original variance for his next-door neighbor, along with the approval from the casebook load. And on page 9, my client's property is lot 50, and you can see behind there on the documentation on this page that all of this is the Delmarva Power and Light right away. And that pretty much is it, if you have any questions. And my understanding is there were 5 or 6 letters that came in on behalf of my client supporting.
We have 7 letters in favor.
Okay. Other questions from members of the board or council?
The porch was in violation prior to you putting the screen porch in there, just so you know that. It's only allowed to encroach 5 feet. So you putting the screen porch gave you a 9.9 because you're right on the line. So you had no idea that porch was encroaching at the time when you
No.
put up the...
Mm-hmm. When we came in to pull the permits, nobody in the building permit office said anything to us.
You pulled the permit for what? For the screen porch?
To make the screen porch, correct.
And what did the permit say to you?
That we were requesting to build a screen porch on an existing deck.
Okay, and the permit didn't say you have to have 10 feet?
25.
I thought I still had 10 feet. I didn't realize that. I believe that when we were building the screen porch that we had 10 feet beyond where the existing deck was.
So you were under the impression that the deck was in...
In compliance, yes.
Did you submitted a survey when you applied? No.
When we applied for the permit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ma'am, if you're going to testify, we need to have you sworn in.
Sorry.
when you applied for the permit, you provided the county or the permit office with a survey?
I don't remember, actually, at this point. That was June.
Okay.
Did you tell them what it was for?
I did.
Screen porch, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're not sure you presented them with a survey?
I most likely did, if that is part of the documentation that I submitted. I don't remember at this point, and I apologize.
Yeah, because that's in your favor, if you can remember that or recall that.
Did you understand what Mr. Rickard was saying earlier, that it could encroach 5 feet?
Right, because on an open deck, you're allowed 5 feet.
Right.
But
as long as it's, not higher than the first floor level and 42 inches.
When I submitted my paperwork to request the building permit, I didn't have any survey with me, and I think it's because the owner didn't have a survey. His attorney, settlement attorney, never, and his mortgage company never required him to have a survey done.
Okay. And what is in the rear of you now, the...
Nothing but brush and a right-of-way for the Delmar Power and Light.
Okay.
It's like 160 feet beyond.
It's open space behind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's, excuse me, it's 160 foot deep, the
correct
right-of-way?
Mr. Chairman, we also have a variance request for the front yard setback as well for the existing dwelling.
Right.
I don't believe we've heard anything about that one either.
Well,
the way you're looking at the 6.1 of a foot for the front, I can understand because of the surveyors that are indifferent in Sussex County, but now they're not. They're in GPS, so I understand that part of it. I don't know if my colleagues do, but I understand that part of it. That's the reason I'm concentrating on the screen porch.
Right, but you should also address us the standards for that part of the variance,
right,
as well.
I don't really know what you're talking about. What
there's on the application, there's two variances that are being requested. There's the 9.99 foot variance for the screen porch, which you've discussed.
Right.
But there's also a 0.6 foot variance for the front yard setback for the dwelling, which was in place.
So
okay,
evidently,
well, I didn't really have anything to do with that, so I'm not really sure who put that variance request
in. Are you representing the homeowner?
Specifically for the screened-in porch, yes.
Okay, but the homeowner's here?
He is.
Would he like to address that?
The original document that I submitted to you all has the driveway survey there. So that's probably why I didn't know anything about this. And then this other one, either of you want to come up? I mean, I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I don't know what.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to address this because
right,
it's not.
It's, well, what has probably happened here is you had a survey done and you're working off one survey, and then when this happened you got another survey on September 14th, 2012,
right,
and you're working off what is your date on your
2002
2002, yeah,
that's the reason, and that shows an encroachment of 6.4 foot,
0.6 feet.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we have a witness I'd like to swear him in.
I'm the owner.
Oh. Can you state your name and address?
Peter Giaquinto at 129 Beaver Dam Reach, Rockwood Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Are you?
I'm the homeowner, yes, Peter
okay
Giaquinto.
Are you familiar with what we're...
No, sir, I'm
okay
not.
We're looking at two surveys. The first was done in 2002. It shows that you are meeting the 25-foot setback in the front.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're looking at fast-forwarding the 2012 survey, and it shows that you're actually 24.4 feet from the front property line, which means you're encroaching 0.6 feet.
Okay.
Which requires a variance.
Okay.
It was probably picked up, you know, when all this came about with the survey for the screen porch.
Okay.
It's kind of like splitting hairs, but it is what it is.
I understand.
And so as she's addressed the standards for the screen porch, then the standards must be addressed also for the front.
Okay. All I can say is we bought the house in 2010. There was no survey done on the property when we bought it. I didn't even notice that it wasn't in the paperwork at the settlement attorney's office. It didn't even come up until this whole process was done, and until we needed a survey. We then had to pay. We dug through my builders here, dug through the records. The only survey on record was a survey that was done in 2002. Since that survey in 2002 didn't show the deck that the homeowner had that didn't show that didn't show the deck, we had to have a survey done. Well, when the survey came in, now the deck had, the roof had already been built. So,
yeah, but they're talking about.
But they're talking the front yard. I mean, the front yard. I have no idea, sir.
Okay. So that was idea. That was nothing had changed in the home when you bought since you bought.
No, sir.
And you
no,
bought
sir.
It when?
November 2010.
Okay. So it wasn't obviously created by you.
No, sir.
Okay.
And the house would have to be moved. The.
We understand.
Or 0.6 or you, whatever or in order could, to make the driveway in compliance.
You could cut 3/4 of a foot off.
Yeah.
Right. Can we get like a 2-for-1 variance thing tonight? I mean, since it's...
Well, the standards have to be addressed. What's unique about this situation and why can't it be otherwise developed in strict conformity?
It's unique in that the house is already existing and the driveway is already existing and you can't move the house.
Okay.
That would make it rather difficult.
Okay. And why can't it otherwise be developed or necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Because then it would throw the setbacks off on all sides of the house then, if you had to move the house to make it compliant for the driveway.
As for the character of the neighborhood, what effect, if any, would it have?
None.
And why is that?
Because they were all put in by the whole development the same way.
Can you visually notice a difference?
No.
Okay. And is it the least modification possible?
Yes.
The regulation of the issue? Okay. Fair enough. Are there any other questions from members of the board? No. Is there anyone here in favor of the application?
The office received 7 letters in favor of.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11104. I believe that the statement made by the applicant was not aware that the deck was encroaching at that time and assumed the fact, which you know assumption gets you, putting on a screen porch. And also on the front, as I stated before, this is this looks like a not a too unusual surveyor's difference. So based on that and based on the testimony that you've given, I would suggest that we approve 11104 for the following reasons. The uniqueness of the property is backing up to the
DPNL.
See, that's it. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the hardship, I don't believe, was created by the applicant. We're under the impression you did have the survey prior to that, and that's what you want to offer. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Very well. Do I have a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. And by roll call vote, Mr. Rickard.
Yay for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye for the same reasons. Motion carried 4-0.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sirs.